From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. Coming up, children under 12 are not eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine yet, but they can still catch and spread the coronavirus. We'll get tips from a pediatrician on keeping kids safe in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new law aimed at actually removing guns from Illinoisans with revoked gun licenses. Hannah Meisel reports.
Pritzker signed the law in Aurora, where a gunman killed five of his former co-workers at the Henry Pratt Company factory in February of 2019. 5 years prior to that, state police revoked shooter Gary Martin's firearm owner identification, or FOID card, after fingerprints connected him to an old felony aggravated assault conviction. But Martin never surrendered his handgun, the same gun he used to shoot Clay Parks, a 32-year-old HR manager at Henry Pratt, along with four others and himself. Parks' widow, Abby, praised Illinois' new law for equipping state police to actually enforce the surrender of firearms for those who shouldn't have them.
Clay and the four others taken that day could still be with us if illegal guns were not left in the hands of people with revoked FOID cards.
The new gun law also combines Illinois' FOID and concealed carry licenses, which gun rights advocates say will help clear Illinois' huge application backlog. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The new school year approaches just as the COVID-19 Delta variant is surging. That led schools to rethink mask optional policies in place from earlier this summer. Parents across Illinois have rallied against and in favor of mandatory school masking. Jennifer Stamp has kids in the Oswego Community School District 308. She helped organize a recent event demanding universal masking along with dozens of suburban parents. She's upset her district and others have not adopted the new CDC guidance yet.
This is CDC guidance. I should be back to school shopping right now. But instead, I'm not even registering my kid right now because I don't know what they're going to do next.
The Illinois State Board of Education aligned with the guidance yesterday. Stamp says she's still confident districts will eventually impose mask mandates regardless of vaccination status, but that it should not be a tough decision. The University of Illinois Flash Index showed the Illinois economy growing at a slightly slower pace in July compared to the month before. But the economist who compiles the index says that signals a plateau, not a decline. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The flash index for July fell 0.2 points to 105.8 on a scale where anything above 100 shows a growing economy. U of I economist Fred Gertz says that even with the decline, the flash index shows the state economy 13 points above its pandemic low point, and also a fraction of a point higher than before the COVID-19 slowdown occurred.
We're back to higher than we were prior to the pandemic, and within a few months, we'll probably be where we would have been even without the pandemic. So the growth is sort of made up for that loss.
Gertz says the economy has its problems, with bottlenecks arising due to shortages of labor or materials, and the Illinois unemployment rate stuck at around 7% for the past 3 months. But he says there are also bright spots, with consumers ready to spend and Illinois bond ratings getting upgrades. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County health officials reported 45 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and one additional death. The county's death toll from the coronavirus is up to 160. There are 415 active cases in Champaign County, the highest number since early May. There are 13 county residents hospitalized with COVID-19, unchanged from Sunday. Still to come, we'll hear from a pediatrician about how to keep children under 12 safe from the Delta variant of COVID-19 before they can get vaccinated. That's next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. More children are testing positive for the coronavirus across the U.S., but a vaccine for children under 12 is still months away. Shayla Farzon asked St. Luke's Hospital pediatrician Delene Michalak if unvaccinated children are at risk.
We know that kids a lot of times can carry the virus and not necessarily have symptoms. At this point, especially with the Delta variant, we've learned that it's just as contagious for kids as it is adults. part of, I think, the reason why the numbers for kids wasn't as high. Kids, we took them out of school, we started social distancing, things like that. So they really weren't together at that point when things got, you know, to the peak of the pandemic. But now we are seeing those numbers increase again with the Delta variant. And currently, again, according to the CDC, kids have made up about 14% of the cases of the COVID.
I'm glad that you bring up the Delta variant, because right now, I mean, obviously it makes up the majority of cases. It's driving some of these surges, these outbreaks in Missouri and elsewhere. You know, should parents be concerned?
So as parents, you know, we should always be concerned and protective of our children. And I don't necessarily think it's a point to be fearful. And of course, we don't want to raise anxiety or fear in our children. But again, it's a reminder that we still need to continue to take those steps of wearing our masks, socially distancing, doing appropriate hand hygiene.
What are your thoughts on masking? Like, are there certain times or situations where kids who are unvaccinated should definitely be wearing a mask?
I think definitely when they're around other people, especially one, if they're going out back to school, we know school's getting ready to start again, or close quarters where we can't necessarily ask people if they're vaccinated or not. Now, if you're in a household where, you know, the parents are vaccinated, grandparents are vaccinated, those are places that it's safe. But if your kids are in, again, smaller area where more people are that you can't necessarily know their status, I would recommend that they go ahead and mask.
One thing that I wanted to talk about was gatherings. I'm hearing from some families that they would like to get together, you know, maybe have one of those like long-awaited family reunions that they've been putting off, but they're nervous because not all of the adults there will be vaccinated. Do you have any advice for parents who are trying to navigate this situation right now?
I think if families are wanting to get together, the best thing is, one, that is your family. So at least those are people who are approachable that you can ask for their vaccination status. And I feel overall, most people should be understanding, especially when kids are involved, that you want to be safer. And if it's limiting how many people come to that family gathering, or maybe doing it more so by location, that, you know, it isn't necessarily everybody in the family who meets up, and still including, you know, like a Zoom or, you know, some sort of virtual family members on there if they aren't vaccinated. But I think not to be fearful of kind of standing up to make sure that everybody is safe.
Do we have any idea of when a vaccine could be approved or ready to go for children who are under 12?
So all the information out there right now seems to point more so at some point in winter that we'll have a vaccine for that age group. But of course, nothing's guaranteed at this point.
What would you say to a parent who's feeling conflicted about getting their child vaccinated?
So again, I think part of it is just being educated. And that's something, as a physician, I really try to do with my patients, is to ask them, you know, what questions do you have about the vaccine or vaccines? Why are you on the fence? Because most patients or parents, when they come in, really already overall have their minds made up as far as what they want and what they don't want. And my job, how I see it, is really to fill those gaps and answer those questions that haven't been answered yet. But I think the important part is that parents have all the information that they need so they can weigh everything out and decide what they feel is the best decision for themselves and their children.
That was Shayla Farzon speaking with pediatrician Delene Michalak. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and mild again today with a high of 79 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Peter Medlin, Jim Meadows, and Shayla Farzon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.